Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's you know, it's spring break for us teachers and parents and stuff, so we get to chillax for a little bit, which we so need. But it also it starts the slow decline in education. Like between now and the end of the year, it's just you can see everybody just giving up a little bit more each day. We're heading for summer. There's some good stuff coming up this summer, though, friends. I'm telling you, some great festival lineups have been announced already. There's some more great lineups to come. And one of those ones that lots of people are talking about is the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Everybody's talking about it. There's some good stuff for sure. And yeah, this is one name that I keep coming back to. It's somebody that I'd be glad to see. I almost went to see him in Calgary a year or two ago. I almost went to the festival just to see this guy because I was so eager to see him. I saw him once in a little club in Fargo on Canada Day. And there was like nobody there, and it was one of the greatest shows I ever saw in my life. I don't know what kind of show this one will be. I don't know whether there's a big band coming or what, but I know it'll be great to have him here. I'm really looking forward to it. And he's got a brand new record, which apparently is just wrapped up and is going to come out this summer. And he says, and I don't know if I even believe this, that it's even better than his last record. Well, his last record was something special indeed. Let's play something off that record and look forward to seeing this guy at the Folk Fest. From the album Southeastern, this is Jason Isbell.
Gone. She said it's alright. she left me. Turned around, went away, breakaway speed. Never looked back, said she won't forget me. Turned around, went away, breakaway speed. Breakaway speed. Would have come running, but I couldn't keep up. She counted all her blessings, but it wasn't enough. They were hiding in the shadows where it's never quite clear. She wants something better that she couldn't find here. Couldn't find here. Said it's alright, took me where she left me. Turned around, went away, breakaway speed. Never looked back, said she won't forget me. Turned around, went away, breakaway speed. Breakaway speed. Falls behind the edge of town. She said it's all right, took me where she left me. Turned around, went away, breakaway speed. Never looked back, said she won't forget me. Turn around, went away.
Each night. She said last night she read those letters, and they made her feel 100 years old. I'm driving a stolen car on a pitch black night, and I'm telling
I'm Lynn Miles, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Borderlines and satellites, wilderness and neon nights, the heartbreak, the bittersweet, the loneliness. Northern lights and closed gas stations, all night conversations, homesickness, airport bookstores, suitcases and rusty stage doors. This is my life, this is my choice, these are my words, this is my voice, this is my world, this is my road.
These are my words, this is my voice, this is my voice. supper, I walk my dog, I read my books and I mow my lawn, play my guitar and I write my songs, keep to myself and I get along. I still go fishing down at the docks and I go to bed around 12 o'clock. Make small talk with the folks at the store, but I don't think about you anymore. I wave to the cars I pass on the road, if I know them and if I don't. Pick up my mail like I always did, nothing but flyers, newspapers and bills. I don't get out much anymore, and I don't drink like I did before. I settle down, just laying low, and I don't think about you anymore. Every now and then I help my supper and I smoke with my old man. Once in a blue moon I call up my friends, but they're all married or raising kids. I go out driving with the windows down through every street of this little town, right by your house, but you're never home, and I don't. You're just a thought that I think I found so very many years ago. Some distant memory, time's faded and torn, and I don't think about you anymore.
That's what I'll always do. with a bucket of wealthy man's paint. No coat you're wearing, an outfit. Don't ever say your car is broke. Don't sing with a fake British accent. Don't act like your family's a joke.
Some classic Jason Isbell there from his time with the Drive-By Truckers. Isn't that a good one? Oh, it's so good. That was Outfit from Decoration Day from the Drive-By Truckers. I'd love to see more truckers in town, but we'll do with Jason Isbell. He'll be here for the Folk Fest. That was something from Decoration Day. We heard Brock Zeman in there. I just can't stop listening to his new record, and I can't stop playing it for you. Order yourself up a copy. You just go to bustedflat.bandcamp.com, or you can go to bustedflatrecords.com and order it from there. $20, no shipping, and it'll be the best $20 you spend. I'm telling you, it is... It's something special, that record. Lucy likes that one. Thought we'd throw that out to her. Don't Think About You Anymore. They're from the brand new record, Pulling Your Sword Out of the Devil's Back. Comes out in April. Good stuff. We heard something from Lynn Miles in there, My Road from Downpour. Lynn Miles is coming back to town in July, July 15th. At the Park Theater again with Scott Nolan. It's going to be fantastic. And... excuse me. And I've got tickets to sell. You know, it's $20. You can pick them up at the usual outlets. They usually charge you a buck or two, fee. But if you want one from me, I won't charge you a fee. I'll even deliver it to you if you want. Oh, boy. I'm getting all choked up here on the show today. I'm just so excited. Make sure you mark your calendar, July 15th, for that one. We heard Patty Griffin in there, a Stolen Car from her Thousand Kisses record. A little Springsteen content there for you. We'll send that one out to Pavlik. You know, I'm on and off again with following the Jets, but things are getting exciting, and good for Pavlik for, you know, pulling it back around. I knew we could do it. Yeah, we heard Kim Ritchie in there with a song called Breakaway Speed featuring Jason Isbell from her Thorn in My Heart record, a fine record at that. Why doesn't somebody bring Kim Ritchie to town for the Folk Fest or something? Wouldn't that be cool? Oh, man, that'd be awesome. And we heard Isbell himself with a song featuring Kim Ritchie called Stockholm from his Southeastern record and a fine record at that, you know. Hey, what do you want to hear? I don't even know. I just... I had some stuff that I was going to play, and then I decided not to play it. And now I just don't know what else to play. I know that there's a big show coming up this week that I want to get you excited for. It's coming up on Thursday night, and I've got some tickets to give away, which kind of bugs me, because people should buy tickets to this show because it's going to be amazing. And you know, they normally play, like, this band never plays in Winnipeg. But when they do, they usually play the Pyramid and pack the place. And the Pyramid is a lot bigger than the West End Cultural Center. So I don't really understand why there are still tickets available or why they feel the need to let me give some away. But just one of the best live bands ever out of this city, I would say. The New Meaning's playing on Thursday at the West End. It's going to be great. It's Bad Thursday, you know. You got the Good Friday next day, so you go and act like idiots on the Thursday before. It's going to be a good time. And if you want, yeah, I'll give you a pair of free tickets to go see him. It's going to be so good. Now, most of the New Meanie stuff probably doesn't fit in as well on my Thursday afternoon folk show. But I got a couple songs for you. But understand that if you go to the band, go to see the band on Thursday, it's not going to be all like this. They are going to rock your face off, and you'll love it. So here's the New Meanies.
said to me, your daddy's leaving home today. I think he's gone to stay. We packed up all our bags and drove out to Winnipeg. To Winnipeg, I checked into school. I wore white bucks on my feet when I learned the golden rule. The punches came fast and hard, lying on my back in the schoolyard.
Don't be denied. Don't be denied.
Beautiful stuff there from our pals Nathan. You know, I was thinking about it, and I was thinking there's so many amazing musicians in Winnipeg that make this, you know, the greatest music community in the world, I'm sure. And there, you know, there's so many people who play with so many other people and are so valuable. But my vote, and I'm serious about this, my vote for Winnipeg's most valuable musician is Damon Mitchell. The guy's incredible. He can do anything. He's the drummer in Nathan there. We heard Scarecrow off Key Principles, did fantastic work with him. We heard him playing guitar with Alana Lewandowski before that on Don't Be Denied. In the new Meanies, the guy was a great songwriter, an amazing guitar player, and just a force to be reckoned with on stage. They, you know, the new Meanies, they toured with everybody. They toured with Alice Cooper and Deep Purple and Dave Matthews and all kinds of stuff. And I don't know if old D-Mitch gets the credit that he deserves, because he can play with anybody, he can play anything, and he's a pretty cool dude. So my vote, Winnipeg MVP. Controversial statement, okay, sure, why not? But just for doing so many things so well, I'm calling Damon Mitchell. We heard a couple of new Meanies tracks in there, Caribou and Letting Time Pass. And Meanies will play on Thursday at the Old West End. And Mitch is going. Thanks for calling, Mitch. I realize that I didn't make it obvious that you should phone then, but Mitch took the initiative. And so we're going to see him at that show. Hopefully we'll see you too. Hey, just a few more minutes. I was thinking also about the Folk Fest. I guess I'm kind of getting excited about the Folk Fest too. Here's someone else who's playing at the Folk Fest. Speaking of members of Nathan, I remember hearing this band for the very first time at Music Trader in Osborne, browsing through the store, and this band came on, and the first song was amazing, and then the second song was more amazing, and they just got more amazing until finally I just had to stop shopping and go up to Jay Churko and say, who is this and where do I get the record? And I've been a fan ever since. Not the band's not coming to Winnipeg, but the lead singer is, that's for sure. Here's something from Rilo Kiley featuring Jenny Lewis, who's playing the Folk Fest. Title track to that great record that I heard many years ago.
We should become to this will be love.
Listen to that. So good. Lots of pedal steel in that set there. That one is from Wendy Bird from her fabulous record of Jeffrey Hatcher songs, Natural Wonder. She's coming to town for the Hatcher Briggs Fuse CD release party in May. Definitely worth checking out. But anyways, so Johnny Ellis plays on that record, and he played that beautiful pedal steel right there. And so I wanted to be a little bit nerdy and a little bit, you know, suck up a little bit. So I put that record on when I thought that the guys were coming over, and Johnny comes in. And he's setting up his stuff and whatever, and that's that album's on. And he finally turns to me and he says, "Who is this?" And I was like, "It's." I didn't want to, you know, say like it's you. I said, "Oh, it's Wendy Bird." He said, "Man, I thought that guy played a lot like me on that track." I was like, "Yeah, it was you." But he plays on a lot of records, that guy. Wendy Bird there, Born to be Riding Only Down. So great. We heard Romantica in there, Queen of Hearts from the America record, and Rilo Kiley in there, More Adventurous. And we got to go. Tell the Band to Go Home is over. I'll be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, before I head out to see the new meanies at the Westin Cultural Center. It's going to be so good. And then next Sunday, Easter Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., Tell the Band to Go Home. We'll play some Easter songs or something. Maybe we'll hide some Easter eggs in the show. I don't know what that means, but we're always, when we watch Better Call Saul, we're trying to find the Easter eggs in that show. We never do, but we try. I gotta go. Sunday Drive, Waxy's Dargle, Gail's up at 6 o'clock, all kinds of good stuff. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com. I'm updating a bunch of stuff this week and trying to move it this week and all kinds of other stuff, so, you know, stuff will happen. Stick around.